If it were possible, I would say to you, change the name, put them all in the Latin American countries. Let me tell you a little bit about why. There are only three presidents in the United States. We've only had three presidents in the history of this nation who have really been identified with Latin America. Monroe, Teddy Roosevelt, and Richard Nixon. And your identification with Latin America goes clear back into your vice presidential days. One of the first things you did as president was to send those Rockefeller missions out. Now, I don't know how successful they were. I know that I learned and saw an awful lot. Yes. But what the rest of it? So I believe you're right, but I realized at the same time that you cannot just change the name immediately. Change the name of something and change the focus. One other thing that I think has been wrong with the Peace Corps is to scatter all over the goddamn world.
What they might do, actually, is to use, is to set something up that didn't deal just with the Americans.
Just with the Americans.
Where they are deeply resented the most. Good God, Africa.
Yeah.
The Far East, particularly, any proud nation resents them. And I don't know, the Latins,
but
I don't know. Maybe.
For some reason, as I said, I live in three countries. This is what I would do. Either start all over again, or I would, as rapidly as possible, give it a whole different focus. I would take, and one way I do this would be I would take these different areas that the Peace Corps now is in. I would give each one of them a separate name that denotes the area. I would let no more contracts. I would do nothing for any place except in South America. The South American programs I would constantly refer to by that name, by that area. And in a reasonably short time, it would no longer be the Peace Corps. It would be the Latin American. Now, and VISTA, I think the concept of VISTA is good. Volunteers in service to America. But VISTA should be a combination. You can tell I thought this out. Because I was terribly excited about that job. VISTA should be a combination of business, labor, private volunteer charitable organizations, foundations, and the federal government working together. The people that go out, the people that become involved through VISTA should be skilled people, not idealists. And I'm not against
the
idealists. They should be idealists, but they've got to have something more. But they have to have something more to offer than just being idealist. Because just being idealist, if you have nothing more to offer, you go into these areas, and the first thing you know, you're not really helping these people. You're aiding and abetting them. They're crying on your shoulder and your strength. So this is what should happen, I think, with VISTA. And I think in this manner, I think it could be given the Nixon imprint of the government and the private sector and people, young and old. This shouldn't be confined to an age. There are plenty of people.
What is Romney's thing at the moment?
Well, Romney's thing at the moment, the shape of that is that George Romney has only taken, that's Clint Stone's. That, you know,
when Romney was in, when he, you know, this was his great idea, and I don't know, is he going to go, is he going to go on a John or not?
I don't consider that very viable thing. think George Romney thinks it is either. George is protecting himself. He's no way is he going to take on the chairmanship of something that's going to fail.
The word in Michigan yesterday, I talked to a couple of people in Detroit who are of the opinion that he's fallen on his nose. And that's the word that's around. Fallen on his nose. That he's not been able to put this together. You know, let's face it, though, it was Romney's choice. He was not asked for leave. That's right. He came in, you know, and said, I want to, you know, 6 months before the election. He got this screwball idea.
Well,
I should not have sued Romney.
But see, this is the thing. This is part of the problem with the National Center for Voluntary Action.
Well, then how are you going to...
Take care of my son, say. Because Romney's already got his own thing that he's dreamed up. This has got to have priority on his time and attention. And if the board of directors will do the other job for it, he'll make the title.
How then can you take the, how can you make the National Center go?
I don't think so. If you want to tell me, let me say something. I'm just going to. And this is one of the reasons I feel so strongly about action.
You see, that action takes the volunteer out of it, right?
Well, action has peace. Action, see, Romney's got the private sector. Action
see,
now has peace.
Calls volunteer. Paid.
Yeah,
these
but,
are volunteers. They pay.
But, very little. I told John the other day that the only thing I know of where the 80-20 match is 20% government, 80% people.
Sure.
Their own time.
But I mean, it isn't.
But.
It isn't a situation where you can just go out
not
and
sure.
Volunteers.
No.
I mean, you know, the volunteer groups always bitch about government being done. And how do you reconcile those?
Well, there's a piece of the old National Program for Fun, the old two-headed thing, is in
action.
No, not business, in action. That's the thing I told the other day that Chris Mould is running, and Chris has got to go no matter what happens to him, because Chris Mould is John Shady's boy. He was in the very beginning.
And he's running what?
He's running the...
The volunteer part of this, I mean, the government action.
The government end of the National Volunteer Program, the data bank, the voluntary... placement centers around the country and so on. Now, Mr. President, if action, I can't say how much I believe that the two things that you're not happy with, rightfully, those things can be made to be what you want them to be. I know damn well I can do it. I'm not the only one can do it. But they can be redirected, made to be what you want them to be. Then this whole damn thing is yours. And if action is an agency, is abolished, this is the end. I'm not being over dramatic. I'm not kidding. This is the end of voluntarism in this administration. It not only will be interpreted that way, but to all intents and purposes, it'll be the case. Everybody, people will go on volunteering, don't misunderstand me. People will go on doing the Red Cross drives and doing
we
life.
We will be inspired.
Doing the thing that they do anyway. But no more people are going to do it. And most of the people who are involved in that are older people. The young people, my own kids, are a good example of it. They're involved in volunteer kind of thing. But they're in it for two reasons. They're in it because they think that because they see it as part of this administration and the federalism. They're not doing it through the Red Cross and other things. One of them is volunteers working at one of these family narcotics clinics. Anyway, if you abolish action, that's the last vestige, the last visible vestige of this administration, yours and this administration. Well, this is what I thought was in the works, the abolishment of action. If you're not going to abolish it, God, I want it. If you're going to abolish it, I don't want it.
Yeah.
And I want to say to you personally.
We're going to very substantial change.
Well, I want to say to you, I can't begin to tell you how much your concern for me and the fact that you don't want me bloodied and you don't want me involved means to me. Let me tell you something,
well,
Mr. President. This whole thing at HEW, at first I was in a state of shock. Then I was just madder than that you had just found out about the return. You will never know what that
return
is for me.
Wasn't that something that I don't think we ought to be too hard on the captain, as I understand it. That was something that Richardson recommended.
Richardson never told me about it. I don't think it was.
Take him back.
But who you know.
I once fell asleep. Literally, fell asleep at night.
But you know, John, it's a funny thing. That man in a staff meeting, we had the most exciting, the most stimulating, the most thought-provoking staff meetings that I could possibly imagine. He would sometimes be sort of lay out of the wild looking yonder.
What do you think of
that?
What do you think of that existence? Try it again.
Not in that form.
Won't say hello. I remember Elliot Brecht, if he broke his heart, that he wouldn't compromise for a couple. We couldn't do it.
That's the only way he would have sailed. And he could have not his reasons, he couldn't do it.
Well, we were frankly not able to afford it. Because if we'd have gone for a couple, man, that would have been the opener.
You were right.
But my point, I'm not sure. I'm looking today, and I noticed something in the news summary to the effect that in Texas, the orange groves in a certain area, all the oranges are falling on the ground because they can't get the workers to pick them. They only pay $1.50 an hour, and they won't get that because with food stamps they can get more. Now, goddamn, people shouldn't get food stamps if they won't work. Right. And the law put that on, the law so provides. That's why it is forced. It is forced out in the regions and in those department of agriculture. All the family assistance, though, is, I must say, I come back to it all the time. You know, my views about it. I mean, Reagan, of course, is completely blind. I come back to the point that if anybody's got something better, let me know. Sure. Getting back to your thing, let me say that it's hopefully it would said on this. That's something to give us some thought. There's got to be out of the way to pull some of this together. But I must say, I'm sorry that Romney's falling on his tail, because we were... And I don't want to see the national senator go. Here it's all publicity, all the ads they have in the football programs and the rest of all this is down the drain.
Well,
that's
going
to be some good.
It's still going. It's going, but it's going, a lot of it's going to government money.
The question is whether the Romney end, whether the citizen end is going to take off or not. Which,
even if it does, that by itself is not enough. There still has to be,
yeah.
There has to be a governmental involvement, because what we have to do, and we can come right back to what some of these other programs are, what we have to do is to force the government to find a way to HEW along with it. I find out of state this is their theme for the bicentennial. I don't know what the hell I have to do it now. But the HEW's theme for the bicentennial was to find every possible means of using volunteers or semi-volunteers. The kind of where they only get car fare.
Oh, sure.
Or babysitting or something.
Sure, right. And
every one of our HEW programs.
We know.
Yeah.
person in Italian, and Italians are Republican both in Soviet economy. That's about all.
If we stay with what we've been doing, if we stay in this track, they're going to begin to, I say they're going to begin to change registration. A few are. But it's a very delicate thing right now. And I've got the votes of what I've got the votes out of California and Arizona.
Pretty nice.
New Mexico and Texas.
We sure get brought on there.
Oh, boy.
And now Texas is on.
But it had nothing to do. It's because they were convinced that finally, here was a president, here was an administration we didn't care about. God Almighty, we're sunk. If they begin to think that they were both, this was a political.
That's right.
Well, I think I'm going to God be one of your
time. Well, that's all right. She's partly right. I don't, in the use of action, I'm not sure. support this damn volunteerism, and I don't know how to do it. I guess Rob and Shay is what's fucked it up.
But let's know how to do that.
All right, fine.
Okay, let's go in the name of volunteerism.
Yeah.
We can get the Italo Americans
and rivals and young people.
Sure.
Why would I do it? The other point
is that it's been on.
On the other thing, let me say the next thing, because we heard about it's what is happening here. I hope that our people that Alec is, you know, such a son hunter, if he's just kicking these damn things.
I'm not going there anymore.
Larry doing this, I don't want it done.
I'm going to see Jones.
Look, he keeps blacks all over the place.
I'm probably sick.
I'm going to keep the
Mexican was in, kept the whole damn blacks in.
We're hurting on this.
Wait.
Yes,
hurt badly. We're hurt badly
on various minorities.
Black women.
Well, okay, it's polls, for instance.
Yeah.
Very spare. Very spare.
Well, that's what John Colson goes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not great, but
yeah.
Pretty good. But the Eastern Europeans, very poor. Blacks, not good at all.
Western Americans, not trouble with blacks, who just can't find it.
One of the problems is in getting acceptance for the ones that you do come up with. And that's been some problem with Mexican Americans. So the names you got that not very damn good for the jobs that you got.
I hope that you have to put them in
jobs. Well, they're just cramming down people's throat.
They've got to be taken.
I don't know.
Got that.
Our first Archie Bunker over there at Labor won't take one. I mean, he just, you know.
Blacks hard.
Yeah, he's just hard against them. And I think George may be around on his blind side. He may be telling something to him. But I have been almost
kind of not so worried about the blacks, understand.
I understand.
But
in terms of the...
I talked to
Mexican Americans.
We've got less Mexican Americans than we have blacks.
I talked to Ann this morning about the Mexican American situation. She had several good names, and she was at work on them. And she's got a lot of empathy with the Mexican Americans. She's down that way, and she speaks the language,
I know,
so forth. So she was concerned that we didn't have any White House staff. And I said, okay, you come up with a good one, and we'll make room for her on the White House staff. She said, well, she had a couple she wanted to talk to. And I think that would be a
priority
that he's mediocre, very mediocre.
And can't you give him something else?
Yeah, we'll give him something else.
Sure, we're not just throwing in the drive in our apartments,
because I don't know what she's talking about, our getting rid of Mexican Americans.
I don't know, that's a surprise.
Sanchez, of course,
we
didn't get rid of him. We're getting an ambassador.
That's right.
He's not unhappy about that, is he?
No,
he's tickled with that. So, I'll check it. I'm going to see these guys tomorrow, and I'll ask them about the numbers.
But who are you going to see?
Jerry Jones is the first one I'll call.
All right, you tell them, by God, I want to see some Mexican Americans. As a matter, they've got to have them. And I want that thing examined thoroughly, unless they're guilty of a crime.
Yeah.
The blacks, I'm not that worried about them.
I mean, we've done enough. I tell you, I just don't think you're going to get them. They don't have their hearts.
Well, find a good black one in.
We'll bear down.
I sure as hell did on the
polls.
Yeah, about to help them.
Well, I've been on their backs very hard on some of these. And,
well, it's a thing that I can't understand, John. I've been over this ground this track a dozen times with the players.
No, there's no room for mystery.
I mean, it just is.
Yeah, and all those spots, for example, why the hell is Nellie Richardson in? I hire some.
You should.
The defense department.
Yeah.
There's one place we can put them.
Now,
over there, defense, like the, maybe if we're talking about their John Love or something for Secretary of the Army. Christ, don't give it to him. Give it to a Mexican. You know? Let him be Secretary of the Army.
That make any goddamn difference. She's Secretary of the Army, the Navy, you know what I mean?
We're keeping water.
That's a mistake, in my opinion.
I told her about that.
She said, well, he contributed a lot of money.
Couldn't make a goddamn difference.
He's a nice fellow. He's been there for 4 years. Now he leaves.
Well, they've quite been there for.
Well, that's enough.
Yeah,
well,
I know. I'm sorry.
I know.
No, I know.
Do you?
I know.
But Jesus Christ, I mean, John Warner is a place where.
Yeah.
It isn't.
And the job. Put him someplace else where he's good.
Okay,
I will say that I
guess a couple of days.
I have put
my
arm on these guys.
John, bring them out.
Okay.
Now, with that,
you better cheat them in California tomorrow. What you gonna do?
What?
I'm gonna call them and say goodbye.
Did you call me in afterwards?
You said you were sorry that it wouldn't work out.
And
it was very awkward.
Embarrassing for you, and you were. Sterling Leader, he's got.
What's he want?
Well, I'll tell you later. It's, you know, psychotherapy more than anything else. But, is there anything you need to worry about or
that? I just don't expect anyone being seen or not as he is.
He's got some veto. We gave him an assignment to estimate the outcome of vetoes and so on. And so he wanted to go into that. And then he wanted to tell me about the move of the Senate and so on.
Which is not good.
Oh, it's terrible.
What do you think we can do about it?
Quite a bit.
Oh, well, I'm not even gonna. I wouldn't even tell you what he said.
I
got the nerve.
Go ahead.
Oh, he is so awful.
Yeah.
He is so awful.
What is it about it?
Oh, he would like your personal participation in countless events, you know, that he's got all stretched out.
Oh, you'll be out there.
You know,
come up
and
sit
down here. And you know, so.
Does he realize you've done a lot or
something? Social events and so forth.
He doesn't think that does it.
Now, he's getting pounded on by the freshmen now, the three departments of this world.
Well, what do they want?
They want attention. They want
for the president.
Yeah.
For anybody else?
Now, just you. I'll be fine. And I did have some fun just before I saw Scott. I dropped by and saw Stevens of Alaska. And he said, I'm terribly disturbed at what you said to me on the telephone the other day. Talk to you about it. And I said, sure, Senator. We were talking about his voting record. And he said, you know, it was a terribly divisive thing for the president to have those fellows down there for that Vietnam War reception, and a lot of us got left out. And I said, Senator, the president didn't leave you out. I said, he invited the people down there who voted a certain way, and you were the one who cast your vote. So, in fact, you left yourself out.
Sure, it was divisive, but we
had.
When we had the people down to suspend the veto, it was divisive.
Well, I said, you know, the president cared very much who stood with him in the very hard days. And I said, was it easy for those folks to stand with him anymore? It was easy for the president. Well, he said, let's forget the foreign votes. I'm with the president on the domestic. And I said, no, as a matter of fact, your voting record is 46% for the last year. 46%? I said, yes, sir. Oh, he said, I was with you a lot more than that. I said, well, I got the list of prosecutors. So we went down to vetoes and thing. And I said, you know, anytime we're apart with a Senate Republican 50% of the time, that's cause for concern for us.
You know, getting back to Scott, so his case, this is really the blotter thing, because Christ Almighty, Scott has been in this goddamn White House for years.
The way he argues it is, he is not asking this. He is just reporting to me from others.
And what basically do they want?
They want a bench session. Basically, they want a bench session.
You think would you give it to them?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
I can't. We can't do that.
I want to find out.
I sit and hear them talk about their
That's not what they want. That's what they want.
Who? Which ones?
All of them. He says the leadership, several freshmen, including Dewey Bartlett, and several middle rankers like Hanson, Fannin, Young. And I said, Senator, what's really behind this? And he says, Peter, what do you mean? And he said, well, so many of these guys are up for re-election. And I said, Dewey Bartlett's not up. He just was elected. No, he said, I mean, the middle rankers. He said, they're scared of that. How's a pitching session going to help their sense of fear? Well, it'll make them feel a lot better and then they'll vote with us. I like to think about that. I'm going to go back up and talk to him again.
John, Marty. Well, John, they better decide, though. And I guess our people around here have got to decide that what they're going to do with my time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do these goddamn job services
and all
the in the White House.
Remember, I didn't want to
We should determine our own mind. Either that is,
we have our will,
or we want to do something else.
Well, as I say, it's not before you right now.
And it may be, but I don't know that sitting around with these people and guessing around. We've tried that before, and it's never worked.
Well, I'll take seriously what you told me to do here. I'll start to work these guys some, and let me take some additional readings on this, because I have
you see, the point is that if you get them in,
they feed on each other at that point.
They feed on each other,
yeah.
And you sit, and then they go out and battle.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a mess.
problem, too, is that not that we do too little, but we may be doing too much.
I don't know what I mean. I mean, in terms of social and all that,
Jesus Christ,
they're down here all the time.
Bear this in mind, I want to make very clear, I don't propose this at all, and I don't report it seriously.
Well,
I really, Scott Stones is out of joint,
is
personally out of joint for some minor historical reasons, apparently. And they don't relate to you, they relate to his treatment.